Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Whether you're diving into ocean waves or simply chasing your kids around the backyard, Blue Lizard has you covered so you can enjoy every moment worry-free. Designed for your whole family and free from fragrances, parabens, and phthalates, Blue Lizard is your go-to mineral sunscreen, trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents. Shop now on Amazon.com and be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for hour number two, the three-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Again, we've said that everybody's exhausting the brackets right now, and we'll get to it, but the bottom line is we're doing one again. ESPN 97.5 will be giving prizes, get this, to 97.5 winners in our bracket challenge. It's true, even the .5. Yep, the .5 winner is the penultimate winner, second to last. Penultimate is a word that I'm not quite up to speed with. But prizes include a custom queen-size mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, an Indochino suit, Grunge Fest tickets, tons of restaurant gift cards, valued at $50 or more, so they're not just like, here's a Coke. You get actually good stuff, and you can have fun picking the games and pick against everybody else. For more information, ESPN975.com, and of course, come hang out with us during the tournament as we broadcast live at different Twin Peaks. We're going to be on location both Thursday and Friday. Come out and see us as well with the bracket challenges on.
By the way, there's an article on the Crown that says Texans interested in Donald Penn.
Oh, look at that. Yay. Send up a flare. There's hope.
I wanted to ask, where did this go? Nick, what does penultimate mean?
I don't even know how to spell that. If that's a word.
P-E-N-U. Don't look it up. I know. You eyes on me.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to look
it up.
I'm
going to be like, Fred, eyes on me, dickweed. Penultimate, what does it mean? Just take a guess if you had to guess.
The ultimate pen.
I was hoping you would say
that. That was very good. Well played.
My man knows his words. That is right.
Can I look it up now?
That's exactly what I would have said, too.
Penultimate. I mean, I'd be like, on my mispronunciation.
I know.
It's a really badass pen. It's like the ultimate pen. No, it's not? What does it mean? Look it up for us.
Spell it again.
Pen ultimate, like
P-E-N-U-L.
Oh, it really is spelled like that?
Yeah. Pen ultimate. U-L.
Last but one in a series of things, second to last, or second last.
So the .5 winner is the penultimate winner, which means they are the
second to last.
Second last.
Or second last.
That's what it says, second last on dictionary.com.
The second last or second to last?
No, it says second last, just like that, in that chronological order of words. Yep.
Well, then you and the Ultimate Dictionary, both dumb.
Wow.
Second to last. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. Why'd you...
What were you squeezing again?
What the hell is... Yeah, by the way, don't get me on mispronouncing something like that when I got penultimate right, the first crack, without having previewed the script.
It is a weird definition that they have. Last but one in a series of things. Second last.
You see what I'm saying?
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Googles.
So you didn't trust Nick, because that's exactly what he just said.
It's basically... No, but I'm saying that doesn't make sense that they would say it like that. If you go to Merriam-Webster's website, it just says next to last, which is how what they're trying to say, but they're being fancy. Like, that was like... You know how the British try to make things fancy for no reason?
Can I ask you a question?
That was the fancy British definition when we just need the basic bitch definition, which is next to last. Thank you. I'm dumb. I need it simplified. What's your question?
So if it was an Urban Dictionary, that would be good?
I'm not...
Just asking a question.
No, I don't know what that means. Why?
Because it's second last. Instead of second to last.
No.
It's second last. Okay.
I'm not going there with you. You're not getting me in trouble.
I'm just trying.
I'm not.
All right, before the break, I had a question for you guys. And I want to run it by you. Okay, because we were talking about ESPN's article on all 32 teams identifying the remaining needs.
Yes.
All right, we talked about the Texans. But here's an interesting one of the two that I want to mention. The Colts. Edge rusher. Colts went into the offseason openly talking about the need to get help in the pass rush.
I won't allow this conversation.
19th in sacks. You know you're going to lose Clowney anyway.
I will not allow this
conversation. He's on the franchise tag anyway. But if you could get if he could go to the Colts and you could get two number ones, now you get two extra ones add to your stash to help your offensive line out. And you could still use all those oodles of money they have.
I am not sending Jadeveon Clowney to a division foe. You are no. Absolutely not. That is the dumbest thing you could do.
Are you going to pay him what he thinks he's worth, which is either one of two, Aaron Donald or Khalil Mack?
It depends. Let's see what JJ looks like this year. If JJ starts to fall off, then maybe you have to.
Why can't you go let him go, get the extra picks, pick up a Justin Houston or a Zeke Ansah or something?
You do not send a guy, even with just the potential that Clowney has, to a division foe. And because he's 9 sacks or whatever. He's not the best pass rusher in the NFL by far, but he's a disruptor. He's a great run stopper. He's question his work ethic or whatever, but between what he's been able to do in the last year or so and the potential that he has to be even better, you don't send that to the division.
Barry, but I see your point about potential. He has the potential to live up to it, but he has the potential to keep doing what he's doing, which is underachieve in terms of the ultimate value that he thinks he has that everybody thought he would have coming out of college.
You do not want to face Jadeveon Clowney twice a year for the next 7 years.
Well, because you just don't want to do it. Their left tackle right now is either zero or a sieve in terms of what they have on their roster.
That's
the only thing I would agree with.
You're going to take a guy that is still an upper echelon defensive player. He may not be the best. He may not be living up to his potential yet, but you're not going to ship that guy to a team that you got to face twice now with a weak-ass offensive line like they have?
The thing is, you end up, instead of letting him walk at the end of the year, which looks like it's pretty much inevitable because they're not going to pay him what he wants, instead of getting nothing for him, you get two first-rounders for him. So at least you don't let him walk for zip.
I just wouldn't do it.
With as many holes as this team has.
I would rather take a little less of a deal to make sure that I don't have to play him twice a year.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to send him in the division.
That's why,
man.
I thought I'd ask you guys.
I mean, like, if you could get a first and a third from an NFC team as opposed to two firsts, I would almost rather do that.
Well, this is right now, when you franchise tag him like this, you get two firsts.
So, if you trade him?
Yeah. So you can work out, like you said, maybe the ancillaries that you work out is a little less than what you have taken from the Colts, but.
I mean, yeah, because you could also just trade him, right? Like, you can just straight up trade him.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I would totally do that. I wouldn't.
Here's the other one.
Not the Colts.
The Jaguars are looking for a right tackle.
Okay.
So now you're competing with a team in the division.
Yep.
To try and find exactly what you need, amongst other things. Although the Jags, unlike the Texans, went out and signed former Bengals first round pick. Good luck saying this one, Joel. Cedric Ogbuehi.
Ogbuehi. Yeah.
But he ranked in the bottom 10 in the NFL in pass blocking in 16 and 17, 2018. So you're going to be competing within your own division. The Jags were the sexy pick last year because of how they played 2 years ago. Who ends up winning the battle if offensive linemen are thinking where to go? Jacksonville? Houston?
Probably Houston.
I would think so, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did hear the Blitz one day talking about, or maybe it was John and Lance. I don't remember who. They all sound the same to me. Just kidding. But it was, one of them was talking about the fact that sometimes offensive linemen don't want to play for a quarterback like Deshaun Watson because it sucks that he's a runner. And you've got to, you know, guys like to run block. They just like to move forward and pancake people and keep it moving. And it makes it a little more difficult. But so you might, you know, you think the sexier pick might be the Texans because they're closer to winning and you've got a good quarterback and a good receiving core. Mm-hmm. But with Foles now in the mix, maybe guys believe in him and maybe that's what they want to do.
Because here's the other reason why I brought it up. It's not only competition on the free agency market, but in the draft, it's going to be competition as well. Mm-hmm. And they're picking at 7th. So they're picking before you. So if you think Florida's Juwan Taylor, or as you mentioned, Alabama's Jonah Williams are the guy, now you've got to worry about the fact that the team in your division that's ahead of you is looking at the same guys you're looking at and is going to snatch them up unless you move up.
Yeah, and that was why I was reading about the Texans having a plan of moving up to get Jonah Williams, because I've loved Jonah Williams most of the year. I felt like I brought him up pretty early. I'm not saying that I discovered him, but I'm just saying, like, this is what the Texans need. They need a guy like that. Mm-hmm. The problem is they're just not going to be in a position to get him unless they move up. Now, the Jags are in a perfect position to get a Jonah Williams. He's a tackle, so I don't know that they would make him a guard, but maybe they do.
No, they need No, the
they
Jags
need a right tackle.
Okay,
okay, okay, okay. I thought you said they needed a right guard, but yeah, that's the problem. Is in the draft you're going to lose to the Jags if they're going after an offensive lineman. So, but again, I saw the thing about getting Greedy Williams at the spot that the Texans are in, and I would be fine with that. But you're going to have to still address it either by signing Penn and some other guys.
Here's my
get cut or whatever. But that's just
if not for seeing this thing about the Jags looking for a right tackle, mm-hmm. I would say it works good. It's in the Texans' favor that we've said several times. It's a defense-heavy first round. It's going to be between 21 and 22 of the first 32 they think are going to be defensive players. Mm-hmm. That bodes well for a Texans team that overachieved in the regular season and lost draft positioning, unlike the Jags. So you would hope that they would slide down. But now you got a team above you in the same division looking for the same things you're looking for. That's not a good sign.
No, not a good sign at all. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But yeah, knowing that they're looking for something that the Texans are looking for.
Can I just piss you off one more time?
Oh, good.
The other team in the division, Tennessee, you know what they're looking for?
Left tackle.
No, outside linebacker. Can we give him Whitney Mercilus? Are you going to be okay with that
No.
Well, I tried.
No, we're not giving away.
I tried to revamp your entire team. That's all I tried to do.
With picks? You're just saying
yes,
start over?
Picks up and money. Oh, look at all the money they got now. Look at how great they've been with it. Oh, well, close.
Yeah. Yeah. They're stingy. Hey, you know, it's not stingy. Vortex. They give you a great workout. You're not gonna get nickel and dime to death. And two, they got a great workout. You just heard Corey, one of our listeners, call earlier in the show. Thank us for the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. And what did he say he did? He said he did boxing, kickboxing, same thing. And that's what Vortex offers. They have boxing classes and they have spin classes. It's not a gym where you got a bunch of nasty dudes sweating and not cleaning up and what's up, bro, and taking pictures in the mirror and getting in your way. And, man, you go there, they've got a great locker room. It's well thought out. They've got lockers in the hallway, so you don't even have to go in the locker room if you don't want to. You throw your stuff in one of the lockers. You walk in, you glove up. You do your workout for 45 minutes. You walk out, grab you a smoothie on the way out. You are done. 45. You can be in and out in less than an hour and get a fantastic full body workout that's going to help you lose weight and get in shape. And again, you just heard Corey talk about that was one of the key components was this kind of workout, this kind of cardio that you get in boxing. And then the spin classes, again, that's also a full body workout. Don't be fooled by thinking that you're just riding a bike. No, you're doing weights and you're doing – the hardest part is that, I'll be honest with you, I felt kind of silly because when I was doing the spin class, they make you hold a towel up, a towel. And I was like, oh, that's easy. Go try it and then get back to me and tell me if you think it's easy. You'll love the workouts. You'll love the athletes. You'll love the people at Vortex. You'll love the way that you work out. It's a multi-sensory thing. They got lights and sound, and you're going to love this place, man. It was rated one of the top places to work out in the city of Houston. Make sure you check it out. 1707 West Gray is where they're located. 281-501-3094 is the number. But my suggestion, go online. It's the easiest way to sign up, to find the classes, to look at the athletes, and get everything else done. It's VortexTexas.com is the website. VortexTexas.com. And when you go in, tell them Barry said hello.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
The years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. My Computer Career is nationally accredited, and financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now, for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And right now, get $100 off the purchase of a mattress when you text BACK to 84888. Yes, $100 off, but only when you text BACK to 84888. That's BACK to 84888.
It's the Pro Appreciation Event all week at the Home Depot, where pros will find savings like 25% off Behr Pro paint and even more specials for Pro Extra members. Plus, come in Thursday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and you'll find plenty of food and prizes on hand as well. This week, if you're a pro, there's a lot in store for you. The Pro Appreciation Event, just for pros, all week long, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid March 18th through March 24th. See store for details.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to March Minus the Madness. Get to the Twin Peaks 290 location on Thursday, March 21st, and hang out with ESPN 97.5 from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Voted the best place to bust your bracket, so join us at Twin Peaks on 290 on Thursday, March 21st.
One more time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Now's your time to cash in on the show because you listen to The Usual Suspects. Boy, do we have a deal for you. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the Houston Whiskey Social. It's the largest annual whiskey tasting in Texas. 400-plus whiskeys and spirits from around the world. Fine food. All on March 30th at the Citadel in H-Town. Right now, we're going to give away caller, where you call it.
Caller 19.
Caller 19, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You get a pair of tickets to the event. That includes admission, gourmet hors d'oeuvres, a wide range of whiskey tastings from all around the world, and a tasting glass that you get to keep. Visit HoustonWhiskeySocial.com for more information if you want to buy tickets if you don't win. But good luck. Caller 19 right now. You get two right there.
Go get it, boys.
And girls and women. And
yeah, whatever.
Well, no boys and girls. Just men and women because you have to be of age.
You know what I mean.
But, you know, I'm just saying. I'm just clarifying. Right. Cleaning it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay.
Queen size.
Is that what? Because that's exactly what I said. You're right. So we'll stick with that. Yeah.
Couple of texts from the text line. A PSA for the listeners. Are you not a comedian yet but want to induce laughs? Put rims on a Honda Accord. You're so funny. This is the level of idiocy that comes through the text lines. I mean,
well,
I would invite you to just Google 2018 Honda Accord wheels and just see what some of these cars look like with wheels on it before you send a dumbass text like that.
Or go out in the garage. Plenty
of the ones I showed you. Did that look stupid?
Looked really good.
Thank you.
Or go out in your garage.
Shut your
and
dumb
look,
mouth.
Look at what you thought might look best on a 1973 Camry.
Yeah, that too. Can you guys please explain to me why Angel Hernandez is still an umpire and
well,
working
I was
for the MLB?
This weekend. I wanted to bring it up to you because obviously we were separated this week when we were going about our traveling ways. But this guy, I mean, here's my thing.
Who's Cannon?
not only a loose cannon, but you know what? If this was the first incident, you'd go, okay, these things happen. We'll let it go. But because this is like, what, the seventh or eighth thing that's come up, the only thing he's got going for him in his corner is he brought a lawsuit up against Major League Baseball for potential discrimination, race discrimination. So with that, he was elevated to the World Series, to playoffs, to premier positions, so that they basically made sure that they didn't look like
right.
a league that was discriminating. But when you look at the track record and how many different teams and how many different upstanding people have had issues with this man, at some point you got to say, look, we gave him opportunities. We did what we were supposed to do. But at the end of the day, you still have to live up to a certain standard the way you're ranked. And he doesn't do it.
One, he's awful at his job.
Oh, he is.
He is really bad at his job. He's cocky. He's arrogant. And he thinks that he can just do whatever he wants. And that's exactly why he called that strike on George Springer. If you guys don't know, AJ Hinch was thrown out of a spring training game. Of all things, to be thrown out of a spring training game, a split squad game, mm-hmm. because he had mentioned to Angel Hernandez that, hey, look, you're missing some of these calls. Those are strikes. They have technology. And he was being, I'm sure he was being a bit of a smartass, but sure. he wasn't being over. He was just like, you know, they have technology that can help you learn this and figure out what exactly a ball and a strike is, because that's technically a strike. Wanger Hernandez didn't like that. They called a few more, and he told AJ Hinch, I only miss about four calls a game. Mm-hmm. So then I think it was Whitley was on the mound. He goes back out. He throws a couple pitches. Angel Hernandez says he calls them wrong. So AJ Hinch yells out, I think that's your four. That pissed him off. And then, it was when George Springer was at the plate when he had the one strike. He goes, well, that's your four. And that's when he got thrown out. It's one of those things where you know that Angel Hernandez knows that people don't like him. And he's just being cantankerous. I think he's just like, you know what? I'm the umpire. I'm in charge. Deal with it.
Angel Hernandez is your version of Scott Foster in a different league.
Yep.
And that's an issue, you know?
That's a good call.
So that's something that you got to take into consideration. But like I said, if his track record continues to grow on the negative side, baseball's got to step in and do something. Because this is AJ Hinch. This isn't some notorious complaining a-hole.
Right.
This is a guy that only is mentioning this, one, because it was one of his top prospects who's getting screwed and squeezed.
Yep.
Two, because the video and the technology both will back up. Not only did he miss the Whitley call, but that he called a ball a strike on Springer to emphasize his point to further exacerbate the situation.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that stuff.
No. Here's the thing, though. They're not going to do much to him, I don't feel like. Because the fact that he brought up that he was being discriminated against,
right.
They can't touch him now. And he knows that. He knows that. So he's going to use that to his advantage. So.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, but Hinch even was able to comment on it. And when you listen to AJ Hinch, and he kind of recaps what you said and tells you all the details, why wouldn't you believe him?
Yeah, he's not a guy that goes out and makes stuff up.
Here's what it's
a little bit of a carryover from a conversation last week, where I know Angel gets really frustrated when guys question him in balls and strikes. He told me he gets four wrong a game. So I've kept that in mind. And then today, I thought he was a little unfair at Forrest, and including the at-bat where Bader's walking off the field, Stubbs is walking off the field, he calls it a ball, inning continues, and it cost Forrest a few pitches. In between innings, I brought him over and had a calm conversation with him and said, we have technology to help you get better that these pitches are strikes. And he had a kind of arrogant attitude about it and didn't want to hear it. And so as he walked off, started the inning, calls a bad pitch on George to start, probably despite me, and off we go. So when we get out there, the fact he wanted to throw me out in a spring training game is pretty ridiculous. He's known for overreaction a little bit, and obviously when you argue balls and strikes, you get thrown out. I get it. As it escalated, he said some condescending things that are inappropriate, unprofessional. I'll leave it at that, and we'll move to the next game. So we'll figure it out. We'll let the league know. Both of us will.
And here's the other deal. Because of it, he was not only was he thrown out of a spring training game, which, like you said, is ludicrous, but because of the fact that he was thrown out and because of the comments after, he was suspended for yesterday's game, which in tune had texts and tweets coming out all over the place going, every manager in Major League Baseball is in contact with AJ Hinch to try and figure out how they too can get suspended for a spring training game. But when you talk about what, and we talk about, there's a track record here, right? But here's the other thing. When they told Angel Hernandez what AJ had said, and what he said, he goes, he said that? He goes, print that. Print that, and then I have no comment. Because he was looking to take whatever morsels he could get to throw the league's way and say, now don't touch me. Go only at him.
He's just, he's awful. He's awful for the game. He's an arrogant piece of, you know, when it comes to the field, he's just, there are guys that get away with that that should not. And baseball's going to dig their heels in. But you can hear from the way that, and I'm not suggesting that AJ Hinch was perfect in this, but you can go out and make your point and be professional. And this shouldn't be a case where managers can't have a say. And I understand you can't argue balls and strikes. At the same time, though, how about holding these guys accountable to do their job correctly?
Absolutely.
Even if you're like, yo, you can't do that, AJ, you were wrong on that. But, Angel, you were also wrong. And you're going to be reprimanded as well because you did call these wrong. And you just can't, it's almost like these umpires are untouchable, and that just should not be the case.
And we talk about in the NBA that there's a rating system, and everybody gets rated, and only the top officials move on to the playoffs, and the bottom officials sometimes can lose their job from year to year. And I don't know exactly what MLB does to do those kind of things. You're right, because that's what I'm saying. Based on track record alone, he should be gone. But then if you can back it up with stats and say, look, we have K-Zone. We have the ability with technology to pinpoint every single pitch and what you called it versus what it was. And if the numbers don't add up, you should pay the price.
How many calls did he get overturned in the World Series? Three in a row, right?
I think that's
right.
At
first base. He was calling first base. There were three different times where he just blatantly missed the call and they got overturned because he missed it. And a couple of them, if I recall, were really bad. Like, there was no way. You could even see it on TV where you're like, what was that? That was an awful call. And then they go back and review it, and sure enough, he blew the call. How are you not? Have you let a guy that screwed up three times? I'm sorry. Three times doesn't seem like a lot in that job, at that position, at that base. That's a lot.
And this isn't a Wednesday day game in April.
This is World Series.
This is the World Series. And the other thing is,
buffoon out there.
When you are the butt of every one-liner and joke from the national broadcasters to the players and the teams themselves about when they know you're going to be behind the plate, it's, you know how they say sometimes when you say you're kidding, you're only 50% not kidding or something like that?
There's some truth in every joke.
There's some truth to it.
Speaking of that, somebody said, why does Barry get triggered by the texters? Oh, if you only knew how many texts I actually delete.
Yeah.
I don't get triggered. I just can't stand dumbass texts where they try to be funny and they're not. If you're going to pick on me, just be funny. That's all I'm asking for. Don't be lame. So, and I don't get triggered. Trust me.
When it's consistent.
If you knew between this and now getting, you know, comments on TV and stand up, trust me when I tell you I'm not triggered. I promise you that.
We'll show you triggered. All right, we've got the first half in the books, the second half still to go. Plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GetCash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to get connected. Cash for emergencies, bills, vacations, or whatever you need. Get the cash you need fast with no hassle at GetCash.com. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GetCash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to GetCash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit GetCash.com. Type www.GetCash.com directly into the address bar. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back. You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code PLUS. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS. That's P-L-U-S.
No purchase necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited. Brackets. First round upsets. Basketball fever. March mayhem is here. And it's the best time to bet with the best at MyBookie.net. Would you rather just sit at your office desk or get in on the action? MyBookie.net is the trusted place to place your bets online. Just go to MyBookie.net and use promo code NET and get a free 50K bracket entry. It doesn't matter if you've been playing for years or just getting into the game. MyBookie.net caters to all players. They've been in business for years and their reputation is rock solid. You can take a side, the total, or even player props. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big, real big. Join now and use promo code NET to get a free entry into their guaranteed $50,000 bracket contest. Stop playing million-dollar bracket challenges that you have no chance of winning and fill out a bracket at MyBookie.net today. Use promo code NET to get a free 50K bracket entry today. You play, you win, you celebrate. Only at MyBookie.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. It's the second half of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Monday fun day between the three of us, Barry, Nick, myself. Here for you till 4, blitz till 7, all present and accounted for, which means your day just got a little brighter and a little better.
Yeah, we missed out Steelers fan Juan. We were going to try to get to him this segment. He was on hold, but he did text the show because he said he had to go. His break was over. He's on mountain time. He said, I got to go, but he had a bet for us.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he's Steelers fan Juan, so he's a huge Bengals fan.
Right.
And so he said, if the Browns win the division, because as soon as they started making the trades and all that, we all pretty much agreed they're probably the favorite to win the division. I think most people feel that way. But he said, if the Browns win the division, I will get the show a Packers desk fan.
I'm good.
Nope.
Want that. Why would I take that bet?
Why would I take that bet? Open-minded, sir. What are your other options? A team that has a lot of cap room that don't have the players to back? Never mind. Go ahead.
That satisfies the wants of one third of the show.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Fan. If it's my third, I'm
Let's
good.
Vote if we want a Packers fan.
Oh, you
fan.
Really want to do that?
Let's go no. Raise your hand if you do not want a Packers
my
fan.
My hand is in the air.
Well, that's two against one.
Bye.
But
and because
what
I'm pissed off, Barry, let's raise our hand and have a vote right now. Who wants Nick to finish the week?
Really? Okay. I'll go. I'm out of here. We'll see you guys later.
See, I'm kidding. Come on, read that bet.
What was the thing that got yelled on?
Okay, wait a minute.
When he left?
Unbearable.
Unbearable. But you got to say it kind of with a nasally, high pitched monotone.
And whine. But he said, if they don't win, I will get the show a Steelers desk fan.
So, what do you guys want if you don't want Packers?
I mean, we're in Houston, bro.
Astros, it is.
Yeah. Why not?
I'll go Astros with you guys.
Well,
easy.
it's a football bet, so you kind of have to go Texans. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a football
you can go
bet.
Off the map.
Because he thinks that
That's
the Browns
fine.
Won't win the division.
You're
the
one something that, all three of us like.
You're
okay?
the one that sleeps with a fan on. So,
but it's going to be just for the desk. Here,
I know.
A little oscillating
Do we need
fan.
One? Oh, I see what you said. All right. Then the Browns is actually a good one. I think we should just stick with that one.
Browns would make sense, huh, when you have pineapple?
Moon River. Yeah. I'm good. Whatever you guys choose. How about that?
You know what? I'm fine with a Packers fan. That works. Packers fan for the Packers fan.
Okay.
Just because I'm... I feel like the Browns are going to win that division, so at least you'll get a good fan out of it, right? Because I already
I'm not
won.
Keeping it. But I it already. Would be good for the studio.
I already won a Browns bet with P. Randizzle.
Is he ever going to pay?
I don't know. I just got to have time to go out there and meet him. That's
Speaking of which, by the way, the early results on the Browns move, they've predicted already the early winner of the AFC South next year is the Cleveland Browns. You agree with that?
Of the AFC South?
Or AFC, not AFC
Can't
South.
Can't be the South.
AFC North, right?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. When they made the trade, I was like, well, yeah. Browns are going to mess around and win this division. Well,
plus Sheldon Steelers Richardson and the other additions.
That's what I'm saying. And then the Steelers lost. I mean, the Steelers, to me, were the favorite to win that division when they had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Big Ben. But you've lost two-thirds of your big three. That's not a scary team. And I get it. Juju Smith-Schuster put up better numbers except for touchdowns. And Connor filled in admirably. But that those three guys, you can't – there's just no comparison to me between that. I just – and that locker room has been in disarray. And I feel like Tomlin, in a way, may have lost some of that locker room. And who knows? Maybe making these moves and getting rid of these guys gets it back. I just don't have confidence in the Steelers anymore. And the Browns have made all the right moves. They're deep at running back. They've got some receivers now. They've got a one. They've got a legitimate one for Baker Mayfield. Their defense is better. Well, they shipped all their scrub defensive secondary to the Texans.
But when
so
you
they're
have,
much better now.
You say a legitimate one, but they had Jarvis Landry a year ago who was outstanding.
Yeah, but
so
he's
now
not
you've
OBJ.
Got
OBJ's one of the three best receivers
sure is,
in football.
Sure is, but you got 1A, 1B, because a lot of teams, Jarvis Landry would be your best receiver.
On a lot of teams, but he's not one of the three
but
best
I'm saying,
receivers.
Regardless, you're right, because I'm saying, regardless, you've got two ones at receiver. You've got Njoku as a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two options at running
Chubb
back.
Chubb and
because
Hunt.
You got Chubb, and then Hunt's going to come back after eight games. Weapons-wise, and then like we said, what they went out and they did on defense, because it's Olivier Vernon traded from the Giants. It's adding Sheldon Richardson. It's adding where you had deficiencies to make the defense better, too.
Yeah.
That's a pretty complete football team right
it
now.
Really
whereas,
is.
Like you said, the Steelers could be, but they've got too many holes to fill.
They've replaced their big three with guys that look adequate, look like they could do a good job. You know, Connor was a top 10 running back, but he's not Le'Veon Bell.
Right. Doesn't catch the ball like
that. Juju Smith-Schuster was a top 10 receiver, but I don't know that he's Antonio Brown, even though when I was doing that thing about who's the best you know wide receiver quarterback tandem, I used Juju Smith-Schuster because I really felt like at the time he was putting up better numbers statistically than Brown, and I even had a Steelers fan get mad at me, but I was like, bro, just go look at the numbers. So it bears out that Juju Smith-Schuster is a hell of a football player, a hell of a wide receiver, but I think if you were drafting, you're not drafting him over Antonio Brown. Nobody is. Those the first three wide receivers off the board in the NFL is OBJ, Antonio Brown, and DeAndre Hopkins, and not in that order. I'm just naming them. So,
well, Julio Jones is in that mix, right? I think so.
I mean, he's a top five.
Ooh.
I don't know if I do.
I think he's in that mix. And you know what?
Top three, you think he's a better receiver than any of those three? Who are you knocking out if you're going to add Julio Jones to your top three?
I'll take Julio Jones over OBJ simply because you don't have to deal with the off the field, the locker rooms, the sidelines.
I'm
all
just
that other
talking
stuff.
About, but when you draft, you don't just draft for that. I'm talking about on the field skill set.
And
hands,
I think because
receiving ability to run routes and get open and high point the ball
size,
and go over guys.
Athleticism,
I get he's a hard tackle.
Size,
he
yeah.
is a hard tackle.
I'm a big fan of Julio Jones.
Okay.
I would put him in the mix somewhere.
I'm not mad at you for that. Okay. The point is, at the end of the day, the Steelers are not as good and the Browns are way better.
Oh,
they were.
Not
way better than the Steelers, but the Browns are a better football team than they were, and the Steelers are not a better football team than they were going into the season. So,
and really, all you got to do is just go position
by
position
worried about the
for
Ravens.
Everything that you were saying, because, yeah you throw the Ravens in there, well, you're going to put Lamar Jackson against Ben Roethlisberger.
Not even worried about that.
Or against anybody else. No, you got to, because you got to see what he's going to do year two, and Baker Mayfield already proved himself throwing the football. And then, like you said, skill position-wise, how do you match up with every guy at every skill position they have? And here's the other thing that I wanted to mention to you guys. I don't know if you saw this or not, but now you've got an ex-Steeler with all the stuff, Barry, you just highlighted, of all the problems the Steelers have had, both personnel-wise and the locker room. Now they've got an ex-player, an ex-running back, coming out and calling out Ben Roethlisberger for purposely fumbling a football in a game. They found the video. They talked to ex-running back Josh Harris, who was 1 year on the team. And he said Todd Haley, the offensive coordinator, called a run play with very little time left in the game. Steelers were up 10. Ben wanted a kneel. He rolled his eyes in the huddle. He then purposely fumbles the ball. I had to recover it, and at that moment, I knew what kind of person he was.
Mm, mm, mm.
Bottom line is, if you don't have all this other stuff going on with the Steelers and Ben and all the accusations about Big Ben and Antonio Brown and all the things he said and others, you go, you know what? That's just one disgruntled player that's just has an axe to grind, and he's got the red ass.
Yep.
But is there anybody that heard that story that didn't go, I can see that happening?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
Right?
Big Ben loves to pretend like he's this angel.
Yep.
Let's not forget what happened at a frat party. Let's not forget the accusations.
That were
Let's not forget. Wasn't it a college, though?
There was one. The one you're talking about was the one where he and his boys persuaded the girl to go to the certain bathroom.
Yeah.
And then she was attacked, for lack of a better word. I'm talking about the one in Lake Tahoe at the golf tournament that I used to attend every year.
Oh, yeah.
The employee, he asked for a new remote control for his television. When she brought it in, she wasn't leaving.
Yeah, see, I've not heard good things about Ben Roethlisberger.
He may be a self-proclaimed man of God now, but God help him for what he did prior to that.
So is Joel Osteen. So that doesn't carry a lot of weight with me.
That's a good point.
If I'm Juan, Steelers fan Juan, I'm gonna be a little worried.
Well, we're going to be cool this summer.
Yeah, we are.
Or next year.
We're definitely getting a new Packers desk fan. Yeah,
Nick, you might want to bring the board in here when that happens so that you can cool off adequately.
Somebody texted the show, "Hey, Barry, how's the divorce going? Stay strong, homie." I'm not getting a divorce.
Everything gets legs of its own and just runs.
There's no divorce happening, sir and or ma'am. I'm not. It's not. You guys kill me. It's not a thing. And that was, 2 weeks ago that whole thing took off, and they're still bringing it up?
Yep.
Matt from the 409 wants to know, when are y'all going to come to the Twin Peaks in Beaumont? That's a good question.
We've been there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on the schedule again, but we'll see. By the way, Twin Peaks, they are great at sponsoring our live stream.
Yes.
And so many things we do, but regardless of the temperature outside, always 29 degrees with beer skis. Especially this week when March Madness is upon us, they're going to have plenty of specials and lots of stuff going on. We may even have someone tell you about it before the show's over.
Fun fact, when I was in San Antonio, that Wednesday show afterwards, it was lingerie week there. Went to watch the Golden State Rockets game.
Did you watch that or the scenery?
Yes.
How were the scenic views, Barry?
Yes.
You're heading for divorce, so I'm just trying to find out the information. All right, we're going to be back with much more. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Listen, whether you're driving the kids to school or heading out of town for the weekend, big trucks that break the rules put you in big danger. If you're a victim, you need to call lawyer and former judge Terry Bryant at 713-973-8888. Don't let trucking companies haul away your rights. For big truck crashes, call board-certified lawyer and former judge Terry Bryant at 713-973-8888. 713-973-8888.
It takes 500 truckloads of dirt to create a track for Monster Energy Supercross. It takes strength, horsepower, and endurance to conquer it. Man and machine unite as the world's greatest dirt bike racers ride to win. Each finish line is a step toward ultimate victory. Who will be crowned champion? Watch this racing season unfold live. Monster Energy AMA Supercross and FIM World Championship. Coming to NRG Stadium March 30th. Tickets on sale now. Lock in your seats today at supercrosslive.com. Get your tickets today.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the Pro Appreciation Event all week at the Home Depot, where pros will find savings like 25% off Behr Pro paint and even more specials for Pro Extra members. Plus, come in Thursday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you'll find plenty of food and prizes on hand as well. This week, if you're a pro, there's a lot in store for you. The Pro Appreciation Event, just for pros, all week long, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid March 18th through March 24th. See store for details.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back deep in hour number two before we hit the third hour of the show. And because we always give back to you, the listeners, now is another time. If you guys like to look and feel like Radu does on a daily basis, then you want to be at Grunge Fest. Grunge Fest 2019 is going to be one heck of an occasion, a great concert experience. It's the Nirvana Experience, Testify, a tribute to Rage Against the Machine, Rusted Cage, a Soundgarden tribute, and Lemon Yellow Sun, a tribute to Pearl Jam. Sounds like a pretty good deal, right? Well, it's April the 13th at the Revention Music Center. That's a Saturday, so you can make it. We're going to give you and three lucky guests. That's a four-pack of tickets, a chance to go right now. Caller 21, 713-780-3776. Caller 21 to 713-780-ESPN. A four-pack of tickets to see that show. Or if you don't win them, you can go to ReventionMusicCenter.com for more ticket information. But you want to win those tickets. That should be a good time. And Radu, don't take that personally. You wear a lot of plaid. You don't shave. You eat stinky food. It's grungy. So, you know, win like the grunger. From one grunger to another. Reach out and touch someone. You can have a chance to win. Caller 21. Be lucky. See what I did there?
Bunch of good giveaways.
Yeah, a lot of good giveaways today.
As of late and last week.
Yeah, we did. We gave a lot of good stuff before we left last week, too. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff to be had. Yeah. By the way, and the Golf Galaxy appearance was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah, a lot of good listeners came out.
Any suspects?
Yep, a lot of suspects. My man Casey, who used to be in the golf business, had heard we were going to be there. And Casey Edmondson came out to say what's up and says he listens every single day. A lot of other listeners stopped by just to say, hey, love what you do. Listen on a regular basis. We appreciate that. But that Golf Galaxy, it's going to be awesome. They're remodeling it. While we were there, they gave me a tour. And they're going to have like the all the shot tracker and the stuff that the PGA pros use. They're going to have four different bays just for people that want to be tested and fitted on the same exact technology that the PGA Tour uses. And then they're going to have five other bays that you can use just to hit balls and check out clubs. So it is a mammoth 40,000 square foot place that has everything for golf and located right outside the Woodlands. It's 21. Caller 21, by the way, the tickets. But yeah, that was fantastic. So shout out to James and Rich and all the guys that were working there too. And by the way, Rich, I grabbed a TaylorMade driver, and I went to the after Barry just gave oral gratification to a fork in front of me.
Just licked the hell out of this fork, and I realized how sexy that probably looked to you.
I was telling you turned Nick, on right by now? The way, look. That I hadn't swung a golf club in a couple of years. On? No. I grabbed a driver, and I got on one of the hitting bays.
Yeah.
And Rich that worked there came over there. And like, you know, so I just don't want to shank one because we were watching people and Tosh and Drew were there. And we were like, oh, boy, there were some people that could hurt somebody. Uh-huh. The manager was bragging like, never in all the years since we've been here have we had anybody mishit a golf ball so badly that it hurt someone, broke something, or did something. And then we saw some people in, like literally
listeners
shanking them.
Or our promo team?
No, just
team.
Anybody. No, these are just people in the store.
Just showing up.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go. I haven't swung in a while, but I used to have a pretty low handicap. I'm going to try this. So the first two balls I hit.
You whiffed.
I hit them solid, but I hit them kind of half speed just to make sure I didn't whiff, right? And Rich comes over, and he's one of the pros fitting there, and he goes, that's what happens when you get old, Joel. You can't hit it more than 240. And I was like, what did you say?
Hold on a damn minute.
I was like, okay, time out. So I stretched a little, and I told Drew, I'm like, oh, no, we're not leaving until I get one three bills. And I hit 15 drives. I hit them all between 280, and I had, I think, three or four of them get up, like 302, 303.
Nice.
I was like, you know what? I still got it. Don't mess with me, Rich.
Were they straight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, they stayed in the fairway, so I was happy. Because that's what the cool thing is. Every bay has like a big screen TV, and so you watch the trajectory. You can tell the distance, the direction, and it really helps you when you're trying to get fitted for clubs. So shout out to the Golf Galaxy folks. They were great.
That's cool, man. I'm glad that went well. Yeah, that sounds like a fun thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like I said, were making sure that they said they listened to us on a regular, so that's always good. They're suspects.
That is good to know. Yeah. That's very good to know. Chris Householder said, hey, thanks again, guys, for the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Getting close to my goal and more great interactions with the suspects. Yeah, and you know what? I will say this. If you're out there listening and you're on Facebook, just go to Facebook and type in the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, and you'll find the group. And there's nothing wrong with just going to that group and hanging out and talking about the show and talking about weight loss or whatever else you guys want to do. It's because we don't have a lot of stuff for the show. Like, we don't have a show Facebook page. We don't have a show Twitter or anything else. But this is a great way to interact with listeners and hang out, and we're all in the group too. So I mean, I'm not very active in it, but we'll chime in on occasion,
with the people. But here's the other thing.
So go join the group. Suspects Weight Loss Challenge.
Even though the challenge is over, and
don't be fat.
People even said I didn't get in time to do the weigh in and be a part of it. But once I heard about it, I got it, and I lost 15. I lost 20. I lost 25. Dude, that's the most important thing. Yeah, the prizes are nice, but it's your overall quality of life and how much better you feel. That's what we were after.
And I just want to take one more opportunity to say thank you to all of the wonderful businesses that sponsored the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, including the Houstonian and Vortex and Breathe More and the Gym Guys. Thank you to all of those folks for helping us make that happen, because it's important to us and it's important to our listeners, and it's all possible because of those sponsors.
And the man centers where they could weigh in.
Absolutely. My bad.
And also our promotions team with Courtney and Drew and Tosh and all them, because they made sure that everybody that wanted to participate did. They got emails. They got follow-ups. And like you said, the Houstonian, if you're lucky enough to win one of those weight class divisions and get a staycation for a couple of nights, you are going to realize what luxury is, because that place is no joke.
It's fancy.
It is pretty upscale.
Yes,
so
it is.
Very cool. And with that, like we said, we kind of give you a break from all the March Madness talk right off the top, because everybody's been talking about it all day. We'll get to some of it. But again, we are doing for another year the ESPN 97.5 Bracket Challenge. So if you're interested in participating, let me just tell you this. It's going to be Bracket Madness, because we're going to be giving away prizes to 97.5 of our winners in our challenge. Yeah, that's right. 97.5 prizes. That means 98 total prizes, but we'll call it 97 and a half. Five winners, and Nick, you want to say it?
Penultimate?
The penultimate winner.
Which is?
An ultimate pin.
Second to last.
We discussed this in the first hour, and that's what we agreed on.
Second to last. Even the second to last participant that is one of the top 98, you're going to get a prize. Prizes include, let me say this right, a custom queen size mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, Indochino suit, Grunge Fest tickets, tons of restaurant gift cards. And by the way, it's not just for a Coke. The gift cards are $50 or more. So all you got to do is go to ESPN975.com, hang out with us during the tournament as we broadcast live at Twin Peaks on Thursday and Friday this week, the two greatest days for checking out sports and not doing work. Well, we'll be at a good place where you want to stop by and see us. But that'll be to kick it all off at Twin Peaks. But bottom line is, getting involved in the challenge, chance to win some pretty good prizes.
I noticed that you removed your windscreen there. Was that what smelled like vomit?
It isn't, but I'm trying to figure out what smells like vomit. So, I don't know if it's the carpet in here. I'm like, we were all gone. Who the hell would throw up in here?
I'm going to be willing to bet you Nick didn't shower, and it's probably him.
No, I'm in a different room, sir.
Well.
That's soundproof.
You've been in here dropping off papers.
And smell does not travel through this soundproof window.
He brings up a very valid point. You've been in here on multiple occasions to drop things off. Maybe
one
you dropped off a little
bit
more.
3 seconds. No, it was three pieces of paper.
Three occasions. Off three different times.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Because, like, as usual, you forgot one and brought it back.
Sharara is actually Egyptian for I vomited on myself. I don't know if you know that or not. That's what it means. I looked it up. I Googled it. After penultimate.
That must be the Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
Better than what AJ was calling
you. I almost said something really racist. Oh,
AJ
was
terrible.
I'm glad I almost said something racist, and I didn't because I love you, Nicholas.
That's how you know it's going to be a good night with AJ or not.
When he starts being racist?
If he just starts, well, if he, it could be, it could include that. But
I mean,
just,
we all know AJ off the air.
To me. But if he's insulting me that night, then I know we're going to have a great night. If he's not and he's all dead and tired, that means he's not trying to have fun. He's not trying to have drinks is what it is.
I don't know how that would go. We haven't been out in a long time hanging out together. Because once he and I get started.
Oh, you guys won't stop.
At some point, we're probably going to fight. Because we just, well. I mean, yeah, if it goes to the ground, I'm going to be worried.
He did say he lost 47 pounds over the course of so many months.
He is getting in shape.
That keto diet, and he was telling us about that keto diet is for real. If you can do that and stay disciplined with it, and my only question is when you get off of the diet, does the pounds come back?
Yes, they do.
And he said to a certain extent you can keep it in check, but it's for only people that want to lose a large amount of weight, but yeah.
I couldn't do it. I tried, and I'm like, no.
It doesn't make sense for you, though, for your body type.
No? You don't think so?
I think we talked about this, right? You think when you're a big guy.
Yeah, when you're fat like AJ.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can say it. It's okay.
Well, I wasn't going to say actually, it. He told us he was over
three
bills.
He admits it.
He admits it.
He's got a big frame. He's like 6'1", 6'4", something
like
that.
He's 6'3", at least.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's okay to say he was fat. He'll tell you. Trust me. I've called him fat many a times on air, and he's called me fat many a times.
Yeah,
so
I've heard.
Think I'm going to hesitate, no. But it makes sense for him. You're right.
It does. Because we were talking about like when someone needs to lose an enormous amount of weight but doesn't necessarily need to go like super slim or their body frame would not look right if they continue to lose
skinny.
Anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen him real skinny for like fights. And
it's when he goes down to 185.
Jiu-jitsu tournaments when we roll together. Yeah. And yeah, he doesn't look right being too skinny. So, yeah, it does make sense, though, for him. Huh. I mean, I don't know about you, Joel. I don't know if it would make sense for you either.
And see, with my reflux, I don't know if I could do it.
Really?
Yeah. Just because the red meat and stuff sits a lot more difficult than...
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, because you missed this, do you realize Leonard Ellerbe went to the gay bar the second night with everybody?
He did. The CEO of Mayweather Promotions went to the gay bar with us.
Yep.
Really?
Absolutely. Yep. I have a picture of it.
How fun is that?
I know. You missed out, man.
God, I hate that.
You really wanted to go to that gay bar, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to see you in your element.
Nick and I thought of you during... He was on the air with us. Nick and I thought of you. So the next
at the gay
time,
bar?
No,
thanks.
No. So next time we have Leonard Ellerbe on the air, you get to do the interview. That's all I'm saying. Hour number two of the show is in the rearview mirror.
I don't understand the inside jokes. I don't think anyone else listening does either.
Oh, yes, they do. We have 1 hour to go in the big show. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You barely.
You're
listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.